Recognised the world over as Mozart's most inventive opera, The Magic Flute has been a firm favourite with audiences since its premiere way back in the 1790s. Packed to the gills with gorgeous music, it's a comedy, a love story and an adventure all rolled into one. Scottish Opera's steampunk-inspired production is touring across the country this autumn. Here, the cast and creative team reveal their top 10 facts about the opera.
The fantastic, sparkling overture to the Magic Flute was finished just 2 days before the opera opened, which meant it was way too late for the music to be copied for final orchestra rehearsals, so the players had to sight-read the music on the night. Imagine that!
The company that Mozart worked with on the original production of The Magic Flute was not exclusively filled with opera singers. So this opera has a mix of song styles ranging from the comic passages to heartfelt love songs and to some seriously tough operatic high notes.
In fact, the Queen of the Night sings one of the highest notes ever written in classical opera, a top F, which is one whole octave higher than the F written on the upper line of the violin clef. Only a handful of people in the world can sing so high, so well. Also, Mozart wrote the part of the Queen of the Night for his sister-in-law. We'll let you decide if this was a reward or a punishment.
The fantastical libretto was written by Emanuel Schikaneder, an actor, singer and impresario who played the original Papageno. The way Schikaneder treated the role was perhaps how a stand-up comedian would perform it today.
In Papageno and Papageno's famous duet, we sing pat, 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 pat a whopping 48 times.
As we're talking duets, Pamina and Tamino are unusual for a couple in love in opera, as they have no actual love duet together.
The number three is really important in this opera.
It's what has led to all the speculation on the Masonic subtext of the opera.
You have the three ladies, the three boys, and the three couples.
And the opera's dominant key is E-flat major, which has three flats.
Here's a sad fact for you now, folks. You might even need a wee tissue. The Magic Flute got in the way of Mozart finishing his famous Requiem, as he was just far too busy finishing the opera. And after the Magic Flute was over, he was just too sick to complete it.
And last but not least, it's the most performed opera in the world.
You have been listening to Tamino, Nikki Spence.
Papageno, Richard Burkhard.
Papageno, Ruth Jenkins.
The Queen of the Night, Mari Moria.
The Three Ladies.
Claire Watkins.
Rachel Hines.
And Louise Collett.
Conductor, Eckhard Witschig.
And me, Emma York. You can find out more about Scottish Opera's production of The Magic Flute at scottishopera.org.uk.